countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Well, it must be championship season because in Tinnamook in County Offaly, Eamon McLaughlin is putting the finishing touches to his preparations for the All-Ireland Hedge Laying Championship, which takes place in his farm next weekend. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks very much for having me, Marty. Thank you very much.
We're delighted to have you. I know my Offaly reasonably well, but I have to admit, Eamon, I don't know where Tinnamook is. I think it's a great name. It's great character. Where is Tinnamook?
It is between Tobber in Offaly, Ballycummer in Offaly, Moat in Westmead and Clara in Offaly as well. We're 100 from... The position we're having this hedge laying competition is 100 metres from the Westmead border.
Right.
So we're on the border here, Marty. Now we're on the border here. So
does that mean that you consider yourself more Westmead than Offaly?
No, I thought that. Oh no, we have the green, white, and gold from the under-20s still up, and we'll have it up for a good while now. Hopefully, we'll have more success in the years coming.
You're definitely coming down the track. I loved your team. We'll talk about that in a moment about football. But talk about you being a hedge layer. Can you explain to me what hedge laying is?
Well, Marty, it's very simple. The standard hedges that's out, young and old, can be laid. And the process of laying is, it's semi-cut at the bottom, creating a hinge, and the stem is bent over, and the stem stays alive. So that is the concept, whether you're laying something 4 inches or 14 inches. It's the one concept, except with a 4 inch, you just pull on it with the axe.
Right, okay.
And you create the hinge close to the ground to form regrowth at the bottom of the ground, and the stem that is laid over is grown. Now, I'll just give you an example. Where we're having the hedge laying competition now, yesterday evening, I measured 12-foot stem. So the stem that was standing up was 12-foot. The regrowth on that was 35 vertical regrowths. So it's roughly three vertical growths per foot.
Right.
So it's a rigorous growth, and it introduces the growth to the base of the hedge again.
And away we go again.
And you can depend on what part of the country we lay in, for sheep would lay the stem very, very low. For people saying Kildare with horses and kind of bigger cattle or whatever, we'd stop the stem at about 6 foot, stake it and weave it.
So geographically, you can vary it depending on the needs.
But the procedure is the very same.
Yeah. You remember, no doubt, your father laying hedges when you were a child.
I do, actually. 40 odd years ago. And I remember, and strangely, I just come on a few pieces that I remember the particular hedge. It's actually going down to our hedge laying competition as well. And I've come on 5 or 6 stands now that want to be done again. He done it a slightly different style, slightly higher, but the same principle. But I'm going to mark them out to show the spectators of how effective hedge laying is.
Obviously over the years fashions change and stake and wire fences became more popular in more recent years. But you've returned to the traditional craft of hedge laying in more recent years. Why was that? What motivated you?
Well, just the state of the hedgerows at the minute. Now, I think the overall, only 20% of the national hedge. Now, you have to remember, Marty, we have 320,000 miles of hedgerow in Ireland.
Right.
So under 20% of that is regarded as good. So our hedgerows are way behind in condition. So this is the opportunity.
It's better in England, isn't it? It's something like 50%.
It is. It's a little bit better. It could be 10 or 20% more. But, they need to be looked after. They need to be done by hand. They shouldn't be cut by a flail, flailed back continuously. And they need to be hand-laid. They need to be got in and assessed. And the holes determined. Like, cattle will break out through. But the hedges become non-stock-proof. You need a stock-proof hedge, and it encourages all wildlife. You keep your stock in or out, and it creates shelter and numerous things that a well-laid hedge will provide. Your last listener there talking about carbon. The carbon sequestration of a hedge now hasn't been calculated by the department yet, but it's huge. The root formation of a hedge is huge. So if it's laid, it contains all that carbon, and if it's cut every 2 or 3 years ago, it becomes stock-proof. It's nice to look at. You have lovely autumnal colours in it. You have berries. You have birds nesting, everything. Mm. Bats, especially for bats. And every wildlife, 90% of the wildlife in Ireland needs the hedgerow to survive and to rear their young and to literally to survive in, you know. So it's so, yeah. So important.
You have about, what, 1,000 metres of hedgerows in your farm?
I have 1,000 metres laid for GLOSS, which is the environmental plan. So I have more to do, and this is another section that I didn't do. So this is ready for competition now on Saturday, tomorrow week, this day week actually. So it's a week away.
You have a bit of time, but I suppose with so many meters of hedgerows, you are keenly aware yourself of the values of hedgerows to biodiversity.
Yes,
so that is important to you personally.
It is. Oh, it is. Absolutely. You know, I see, you know, particularly tillage farmers and dairy farmers, you know, the rows of electric fence splitting up paddocks. Like, you know, two rows of planted whitethorn, you have an established hedge in a couple of years. The amount of biodiversity, the amount of shelter, everything that goes with the hedgerow can be formed, and it's a stock-proof barrier. It's an absolute stock-proof barrier. So it's a win-win for everybody, really, you know. It's a win-win for everybody. So hopefully, now this next tomorrow, this day of week, we'll get a good crowd to come with several bits and pieces on, apart from hedge laying, with jam making, and we have honey making, and we have flower arranging, with berries, bees, bumble bats, birds, every kind of. We have a guy that's making walking sticks. We have a basket maker. We have a butter maker. And Angie Murray is going to do a hedge walk for us from Eco Eye. That's very, very famous lady from Eco Eye.
So if somebody wants to participate or go to the hedgerow, how do they find out the information?
Look it up online, hedgelane.ie, and they'll find the link. And also they can just fill up the form and come ahead. No problem.
We wish you the best of luck with it. I would love to talk football with you because I know you're a Tubber GA man, and
yes,
your sons
absolutely.
Pádraig and Enda are aspiring county players. And
yes.
I knew, of course, and I still know Kieran McManus, one of your greats from Tubber.
Oh, yeah, I'm still playing.
Still playing. Good. Well, thanks very much, Eamon, and good morning.
You're welcome.
And
Marty,
lovely
thank
speaking
you ever
to
so
I,
much.
I love your enthusiasm and passion. Absolutely. Typical Offaly. Fair play to you. Remind the faithful. But good morning to Pádraig and Enda, and of course your daughter Maeve and wife Mary and mother-in-law Phyllis, because I know they're all listening this morning on the radio. We couldn't miss out on anyone listening at home. Yeah. And of course all the information is at hedgelaying.ie.
Yes, that is true. And just before you go, Matthew, I'll just say one more thing. Ella McSweeney, your co-presenter, laid quite a few stems on the farm about 3 years ago here.
Good.
And I could bring them back down to shore. She wouldn't recognise them. They have grown that much.
We'll tell Ella to go down to you.
And she's welcome as well.
Okay.
Same as yourself.
Thank you very much, Eamon.
Right,
lovely
Matthew,
talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Up awfully. Keep the faith. We'll take a break.